Will you please turn to the book of Romans?
请我们一同翻开罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
We'll read from verse 28 through verse 30.
我们从二十八节读到三十节。
But we do know that all things work together for good.To those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he should be the firstborn.From among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子
But whom he has predestinated, these also he has called. And whom he has called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
预先所定下的人又召他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
The Gospel according to John
约翰福音
John chapter 1
约翰福音第一章
Just one verse, verse 18
我们就读第十八节
John 1:18.
约翰福音第一章十八节。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we continue in Thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们再来到你的面前
we want to express our gratitude to Thee.
我们要把心中的感谢归给你。
Thou hast been so good to us.
你对我们是何等的良善。
As allowing us, even at this hour, to meet together before Thee.
甚至在这个时刻，仍然许可我们一同聚集在你面前。
Dear Lord, we do realize that we are standing a holy ground.
主啊，我们实在意识到我们是站在圣地。
We want to remove our shoes.
我们要脱下我们的鞋来。
Bow down before Thee.
在你面前俯伏敬拜。
Acknowledging Thee as our Lord, our Master.
承认你是我们的主，是我们的主人。
Dear Lord, what hast thou to say to us this morning?
主啊，今天早晨你要向我们说什么话？
Please speak, thy servants hear it.
求你向我们说，仆人们静听。
May thy name be hallowed.
愿你的名被尊为圣。
May thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
And thy will be done on earth.As it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We do want to thank our Lord for gathering us together.
我们实在为着主把我们聚在他面前，感谢他。
I always feel that it is.Very special.
我总是感觉这是非常特别的。
We are living in the last days.
我们是活在末世的时代。
And yet our Lord is so merciful to us.
然而我们的主对我们何等的有怜悯。
As allowing us once again to gather together before Him.
他许可我们再一次的聚集在他面前。
I do pray that we were precious this time.
我实在祷告 使我们每一个人对这一段时刻是感觉宝贵的。
And we will really open ourselves totally to Him.
我们向着主完全地敞开自己。
Allowing Him to speak and to work freely among us.
容许他在我们中间能够自由地说话和做工。
Now this time, as we gather together,
这一次当我们聚集在一起，
we have a special theme.
我们有一个特别的主题，
being conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
磨成神儿子的形象。
Now we know that in the past few years,
我们知道在过去几年中，
we have been considering together,
我们在一起一同思想
on the eternal purpose of God.
就是神永远的旨意。
Our God has a purpose.
我们的神有一个旨意和目的。
And that purpose, He purposed even before the foundation of the world.
这一个目的甚至在他创立世界之前他就定下了。
And He purposed that purpose according to His good pleasure.
他是照着他所喜悦的来定这个旨意与目的。
And everything He does according to that purpose.
每一件他所做的事情都是照着那个目的和旨意来工作的。
That purpose is so wonderful, so glorious.
那一个目的是何等的奇妙和荣耀。
Because it is His good pleasure.
因为那实在是他所喜悦的。
That all things should be summed up in Christ Jesus.
就是叫万有都在基督里面同归于一。
And it is His good pleasure.
这乃是父所喜悦的。
To give His beloved Son a bride.
他要为他的爱子预备一个心腹。
And thank God that we are all being called and involved.
感谢神，我们每一个人，所有的人都蒙召，并且有份于这个呼召。
And in the past, we have already fellowship together on the way to this purpose.
在过去，我们曾经交通到达到这个目的的道路。
How can this purpose be fulfilled?
这个旨意与目的怎样能够成全呢？
We find that God's way of accomplishing His purpose is by the way of the cross.
我们看见神要完成他旨意的道路乃是十字架的道路。
It is by the cross of our Lord Jesus.
乃是借着我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
And on the basis of His cross,
在他根据于他的十字架，
that we who are called, we should deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him.
我们蒙召的人就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
Now these things we have fellowship together in the past.
这些事情是我们在过去已经交通的。
So this time,
所以这一次，
we are going to fellowship on the one of the consequences, the result of the eternal purpose of God being fulfilled.
我们要一同来交通当神永远的旨意被成全的时候其中的一个结果。
And that is we who are the Lord's.
这就是我们这些属主的人。
Be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
我们被磨成他爱子的形象。
That His Son may be the firstborn among many brethren.
好像他的爱子能够在弟兄中成为做长子。
Now in God's sovereign arrangement,
在神主宰的安排中，
I was given the responsibility of talking about the image of the invisible God.
我被托付一个责任来交通到那看不见神他的形象。
Now this is taken from Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
这是从哥罗西书第一章十五节中出来的。
The Son of God's love is the image of the invisible God.
爱只是那不能看见神的像。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
I think at the very outset, there's something we need to understand.
我认为那个结果就是我们必须有一些的领会和了解。
And that is what is meant by image.
我们先要认识什么是那个形象。
I think probably we have a very blurred understanding of what image in the scripture means.
可能我们对于圣经中关于形象这个字有一个很模糊的领会和印象。
Let me put it this way.
让我这样说。
Image is a derived likeness.
形象是一个衍生出来的样子。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
When we think of an image, probably we will think of a statue.
当我们想到形象的时候，很可能我们会想到一个雕塑。
And when you look at a statue, well, you think you see an image of the original.
当我们看见那个雕塑的时候，我们可能会认为我看见了那个原本的那个样子。
I remember many years ago when I was in London.
我记得许多年之前我在伦敦。
I went to visit Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
我去参观那个蜡像馆。
And when I went to that museum,
当我到那个蜡像馆的时候，
I saw that by the stairway there was a man standing there.
我看见在楼梯上面有一个人站在那里。
And I thought he must be an usher.
我想他可能是一个招待。
So I began to talk to him.
所以我就开始跟他说话。
I want to ask him, where should I go?
我问他呢，我该往哪里去。
But to my surprise, it was a wax image.
但是令我很吃惊的，它不过是一个蜡像而已。
And I was told by people.
有人告诉我。
Who visited that place?
很多去那里参观过的人。
You find someone sitting by your side.
你发现有一个人坐在你边上。
And you try to strike up a conversation with him.
你想跟他有一点交谈。
But that was a wax image.
但是那不过是一个蜡的形象而已。
There is no life in it.
在那里面没有生命。
And also in that museum.
在那个蜡像馆里。
You can even see a person lying there breathing.
你甚至可以看见有一个人躺在那里还在呼吸。
And you find his breath is up and down, you know, like breathing.
你看见他的胸在起伏，好像在呼吸一样。
But it is a wax person.
但是那不过是个蜡像。
There is no life in it.
在它里面没有生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
is this what we call image?
这是不是我们所说的形象呢？
It is very much alike.
它非常的逼真。
But there is no life in it.
但是在里面却没有生命。
It is not a derived likeness.
它不是一个衍生出来的形象。
It is a likeness that is made.
它乃是人工造出来的一个形象。
Let me say, put it another way.
让我用另外一个方式来说。
When you take a photo,
当我们照相的时候，
now if the artist is very skillful,
如果那个摄影师技巧高明，
when he takes your photo,
当他为你照相的时候，
he can not only get your likeness,
他不仅把你的样子照对了，
he can even in his picture show your special characteristics,
他甚至能够在照片里面把你的特性都表达出来。
Now that's a very lively picture.
那是一个非常生动的照片。
Now is picture an image?
那么这一个照片是不是一个形象呢？
Where you see an image there?
当 当你在那里看见那个形象样子的时候
，and it is so so lively，
它是那样的栩栩如生。
But unfortunately, there is no life in it.
但是很可惜的，里面却没有生命。
So this you cannot consider as an image.
所以这个我们不能就认它做是形象。
Because image is a derived likeness.
因为形象乃是一个生出来的样子。
It is something that comes from within, not put out from, put on from without.
是从里面出来的，而不是在外面穿上去的。
So when we talk about image in the Word of God,
所以我们在神的话语中来谈论形象的时候
，we are talking something more than just an outward appearance.
我们就不是仅仅谈论一些外在的样子。
You may appear in every way almost alike.
我们可能在每一个点上都几乎是逼真的。
And it is not out of his life.
但是却不是从他的生命中流露出来的。
It is does not come from within.
不是从里面出来的。
That is not an image.
那就不是一个形象。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，image includes two basic ideas.
形象里面。包含了两个基本的意念。
On the one hand, image means representation.
从一面来讲，形象代表它的意味着代表。
And on the other hand, it is manifestation, 发表。
另外一面，它乃是发表。
So you find if it is an image.
所以我们看见它是一个形象。
On the one hand, it is a representation of the reality.
一面它乃是实际的一个代表。
All that is real in within is being represented.
在里面那个真实的现在被代表出来。
And on the other hand,
另一面来说
you find that all that is real within has been fully manifested.
在里面那所有真实的现在都被发表出来了。
So an image includes these two basic ideas.
所以一个形象至少包含了这两个基本的意念。
You know when we read Genesis chapter 1,
当我们读创世纪第一章的时候
we find that God created man in his image according to his likeness.
我们看见神照着他的形象，就是他的样式造人。
Now what does it mean?
那个是什么意思呢
？We say image is a derived likeness.
我们讲到形象乃是生出来的样式。
It is born from within.
是从里面生出来的。
But when God created man,
当神造人的时候
He created man in his image according to his likeness.
他是照着他的形象，照着他的样式造人的。
So, when man was created,
所以当人被造的时候
you'll find that he was created in such a way
我们看见他是在这样的样式中被造
that all the potentials were being there
所有的潜能都在那里
he was supposed to represent God
他要来代表神
he was supposed to manifest God
他要来发表神
and God had created him in such a way
神这样子来造他
that all the capacities are there
所有的那个富余都在里面
All the possibilities are there.
所有的可能都在里面
But there is something missing.
但是却有一件是没有的
And what is missing is when God put man before the tree of life.
就是那个所没有的就是当神把人放在生命树之前
Now why is it so?
为什么如此呢
Because if he doesn't haveThe life of God in him.
因为呢，若是他里面没有神的生命
then all the potentials will not be developed.
那么所有的潜能都没有办法
发展出来,
man will not be able to represent God and to manifest God.
人就没有办法代表与发表神。
But unfortunately, our forefather sinned against God.
但是很可惜的,我们先祖犯罪违背了神。
And because he sinned against God, he marred that image in which he was created was being marred.
因着他犯罪得罪了神, 他受造所得着的那个形象就被毁坏了。
So you find when you come to Genesis chapter 5.
所以我们在创世纪第五章里面看见,
in the first verse, you find that when Adam was created, he was created in the likeness of God.
在创世纪第五章第一节一开始的时候讲到, 亚当是照着神的形象被造的。
But when you come to the third verse,
但是我们来到第三节的时候,
when Adam begot his son Seth,
当亚当生他的儿子赛特的时候,
Seth was born according to the likeness of Adam.
亚当赛特的是照着他父亲亚当的形象一样。
It is no longer in the image of God after the likeness of God.
他不再是像照着神的形象，照着神的样式。
It becomes the likeness of Adam.
他的形象样式呢，都像亚当一样。
So all we who came from Adam,
所以我们从亚当出来的,
we bear the likeness and the image of Adam.
我们都带着亚当的形象和样式。
And we have inherited, as it were, from Adam, his nature, his character.
我们都从亚当那里承袭了他的天性和他的性格。
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
when our Lord Jesus came to redeem us,
当我们主耶稣来救赎我们的时候,
He has not only forgiven all our sins,
他不仅赦免了我们一切的罪,
and He has also given to us His own life.
并且他把他自己的生命赐给了我们。
And with that life, you'll find gradually we are being conformed to His image.
借着那个生命，我们看见，我们就逐渐的被磨成他的形象。
So what we received in Christ is much more than what Adam was first created.
所以我们从主耶稣所得着的，要远超过当亚当被造的时候所得着的。
With Adam, he was created.
在亚当里面，当他受造的时候。
But with us, we are being born from above.
亚当是受造的，但是我们呢，乃是从上面生出来的。
And because we are born from above,
因为我们是从上面，从天上生出来的。
So you find that we can be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
所以我们看见，我们可以被磨成神爱子的形象。
Now this is by way of introduction.
这是我的一个引言。
And hopefully, brothers and sisters, that we will remember this as we go on in these few days.
盼望弟兄姊妹们，当我们这几天往前去的时候，我们能够记住这个引言。
So to be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son doesn't mean something outward.
所以要我们磨成神儿子的形象，它并不是一件外面的事。
Now of course, when there is something real within,
当然，当我们里面有一些真实事物的时候，
it will be expressed even outwardly.
它甚至在我们外面被表现出来。
But we have to remember that it is something of life. It is not something of creation only.
但是我们要记住，它乃是关乎生命的事情，而不仅仅是被造的。
God willing, during these three sessions that I was assigned to, I'm assigned to.
若是主许可，在我被安排这三堂的聚会中，
I think this morning we would like to consider together this matter of how the unknown, invisible God being known.
第一堂呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通到这位不能看见的神，我们怎样能认识他。
And then in the second session, God willing, we will deal with this matter of Christ, the exact image of God.
若是主许可，在第二堂我们要交通到基督乃是不能看见之神那个真实的形象。
And in the last section, we will come into this matter of being conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
第三堂我们要交通到我们被磨成他爱子的形象。
Brothers and sisters, our God is invisible.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是不能看见的神。
Because he is spirit.
因为他是灵。
You know, in John chapter 4, we find God is spirit.
我们知道在约翰福音四章里面讲到神是灵。
And because he is spirit,
因着他是灵,
he is invisible so far as our naked eyes are concerned.
他就是人的肉眼来说是人看不见的。
And we find in 1 Timothy chapter 6,
我们看见在提摩太前书第六章里面,
that he is the one, only one who has immortality.
他是那唯一不朽坏的神。
And he is the one who dwells in unapproachable light.
他是住在人不能靠近的荣光中。
No one has ever seen him.
从来没有人曾经看见过。
And no one is able to see him.
也没有一个人能看见他。
And you remember Moses in Exodus chapter 33?
我们记得摩西在出埃及记33章里。
He asked God,Show me thy glory.
他求神说将你的荣耀显明给我看。
And God told Moses,
神向摩西说,
No one can see me and live.
从来没有一个人能看见我而存活的。
No one has ever seen my face.
从来没有人看见我的面。
Because it is so glorious.
因为那是如此的荣耀。
That if you see it, you will die.
当你看见的时候，你必定死。
So you find that God only showed Moses his back.
所以神就让摩西看见神的背。
And God declared his name to Moses.
神在那里向摩西宣告他的名。
So brothers and sisters, our God is invisible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的神乃是人看不见的。
And because of this, people think that God is an unknowable.
因此之故，所以人们认为呢，神是不可知、不可认识的。
When the Apostle Paul first went to Athens,
当使徒保罗第一次到雅典的时候
，he found that the Athenians were very pious.
他看见了雅典人非常的。虔诚。
They have all kinds of altars for all kinds of gods.
他们为着各样的神立了各样的坛。
And he found there was an altar.
他发现有一座坛。
And the altar is called the altar of the unknown god.
那一座坛是献给未世之神的。
So Paul used this opportunity.
所以保罗就用了这个机会。
And you know all kinds of gods.
你们认识各样的神。
But there is one God unknown to you.
但是有一位神对你们来讲是未知不认识。
But this is good God that I'm going to declare to you.
这就是我要向你们宣讲的那一位神。
In other words,
换言之,
to the human thought,
对人的意念而言,
God is unknown.
神是一个未知。
He is the greatest mystery in the universe.
他乃是宇宙中最大的奥秘。
And that is very true.
这是非常真实的。
Because God is so far above.
因为神是远远的高高在上。
He is so transcendent.
他是如此的超越。
He is way beyond our human mind can apprehend.
他是远超过人所能够想象领会的。
So God is the greatest unknown.
所以神乃是最大的未知。
Now if our Creator will remain to be unknown.
若是造我们的造物主, 他要保留他, 使人不认识。
That he become the greatest mystery in the whole universe.
那么他就是整个宇宙中最大的奥秘。
There is no one can penetrate into that ministry.
没有一个人 能够穿透、刺透这个奥秘,
because he's far beyond us.
因为他远超过我们,
but thank God.
但是感谢神,
even though he is spirit,
即便他是个灵,
even though he is so transcendent,
即便他是如此的超越,
and yet it is his heart desire to reveal himself to man.
然而他心中的意愿乃是将他自己启示给人。
Our God is the God who reveals himself. Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
one thing we have to remember,
有一件事我们要记得的,
that unless God reveals himself,
除非神启示他自己,
there is absolutely no way for anyone to know him really.
没有一个人能够真正的去认识他。
You may know about God,
我们可能知道关于神的事,
but you cannot know him.
但是我们却不会认识他。
It all depends upon his revelation.
一切都联系于他对我们的启示。
If he does not want to reveal himself,
若是他不愿意启示他自己,
then to us he is the unknown God.
那么对我们来讲, 他就是未世之神。
And there will be no relationship between us and God.
那么我们和神之间就不会有任何的关系。
No living relationship.
没有一个活的关系。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Because he is love.
因着他是爱。
And because he is love, he wants relationship.
因着他是爱, 所以他要和我们建立一个关系。
It is his good pleasure to reveal himself to us.
他喜悦将他自己向我们启示出来。
You remember what Paul says in Galatians chapter 1?
我们记得保罗在加拉太书第一章里面,
that God is pleased to reveal his son in me.
神喜悦将他的爱子启示在我里面。
So our God is the God who reveals himself.
所以我们的神乃是一位启示他自己的神。
Now when you read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候,
you find that how God tries in many, many different ways to make himself known to man.
我们看见神, 用了各种的方式将他自己向人启示出来。
Number one,
第一,
God used creation to reveal himself to man.
神借着受造,
I think we all know Romans chapter 1.
我们都, 熟悉罗马书第一章,
and in Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
在罗马书第一章19、20节里,
because what is known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. For from the world's creation, the invisible things of him are perceived, being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made, both his eternal power and divinity, so as to render them inexcusable.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得。
Here you find in creation, God has revealed himself to a certain extent.
在这里我们看见, 从整个受造之物里面, 神将他自己在某一种程度中启示给人。
He has not fully manifested himself.
他并没有完全地把他自己启示出来。
He just revealed to man something.
他只是向人启示出一些,
and especially two things,
特别两件事,
his eternal power and divinity,
就是他的永能和他的神性。
In other words, when you see the things he created,
换句话说, 当我们看见他所造的事物,
you have to acknowledge that this is far beyond human ability.
我们不得不承认, 这是远超过人的能力范围的。
There is a power that is greater than man.
在其中有一个比人能力更大的能力。
And that power is so superior.
那一个是何等超越的, 何等高级的能力。
It is an eternal power.
那乃是神的永能。
And then you also see the creation of God, the divinity of God.
并且在整个神的受造之物中看见神的神性。
That he is altogether different.
这是完全不同的。
His beauty is far beyond our understanding.
他的美丽是远超过我们的悟性领会。
Now, these are the things that God tried to reveal to man by creation.
这乃是神借着受造之物要向人启示的。
I think probably a few among you know a certain person.
可能在我们中间有一些人认识某一个人。
If you are old enough.
若是你年纪够大的话。
I'm thinking of our sister Ruth Lee.
我想到是李渊如姊妹。
Now our dear sister Ruth Lee, he was a co-worker with Watchman Nee.
我们亲爱的姊妹她是尼弗森弟兄的同工。
When our brother started his ministry in Shanghai, Sister Lee was there.
当我们弟兄在上海开始他的执事的时候，李渊如姊妹也在那。He
was a highly educated woman.
她是一个受了高等教育的女性。
And he was an avowed atheist.
他也是一个无神论者。
She was so confident of his atheism.
他对于他所坚信的无神论是有把握的。That
he felt that, that he would, she would never change.
他认为呢，他绝不可能改变。He
came down from North China to Nanking.
他从中国北方到南京来。And
he became a kind of like a dean in a high school.
他在一个高中里面做主任。And
there were some students who believed in the Lord Jesus.
在那个学校有一些学生是信主耶稣的。Under
the influence of a musical teacher.
是受了一位音乐教师的影响。And
she is called Christiana Tsai.
就是蔡淑娟姊妹。
Queen of the Dark Chamber.
就是暗示之后。
So, she influenced a few students there.
他就影响了一些的学生。
So when Sister Lee, when this lady arrived in that school,
当李渊如姊妹到了那个学校的时候,
he confiscated all the Bibles that these students had.
他就把所有学生们有的圣经没收了。
And he would not even listen to the gospel.
他甚至不肯听福音。
But once there was a play in Nanking.
但是在南京当时在演出一出戏。
Pestilence.
当时呢有一个瘟疫。
And because of this, the school was closed.
因着这个瘟疫呢，学校就停课。
And he was to send some of the students by boat from Nanking to Shanghai.
所以他要安排一些学生呢坐船疏散到上海去。
And while she was sailing over the Yangtze River,
当他坐在船上经过长江的时候,
and when she looked at the surroundings,
他就看周遭的环境,
he saw the things around him.
他在看他周围的事物。
He was so impressed.
他非常的印象深刻。
She realized that there must be a creator.
他就忽然意识到必定有一位创造者。
So by the creation of God, she realized the eternal power and divinity of God.
所以借着神所造的环境, 他就领悟了神的永能和神性。
So when she arrived in Shanghai,
所以当她到了上海,
she asked her friend to give her a Bible.
所以她就要求她的朋友给她一本圣经,
and she came to turn to the Lord.
她就转向了主,
and she became a sister greatly used by God.
她成为一位被主重用的姊妹。
When I first began to learn to serve the Lord,
当我刚开始学习侍奉主的时候,
she was like a spiritual mother to me.
她对我而言好像属灵的母亲一样。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is just one illustration.
这只不过是一个说明,
to show that if you really look at the creation of God,
向我们说明, 当我们真的看神所创造,
and if you are intelligent, enough,
若是我们够留意的话,
your mind will agree that there must be one greater than man.
我们的心思必定会同意，一定有一位是比人大的。
So that's one way that God tried to make Himself known to man.
这是神向人要启示他自己的一个方式。
And then you find human history also is a way that God tried to reveal Himself.
我们也看见人类的历史, 乃是神向人启示他自己的方式。
You know, when Paul came to Athens,
当保罗来到, 雅典的时候,
and he began to preach to them,
他开始向他们传道。
In Acts chapter 17,
在使徒行传第17章,
verse
26,
and has made of one blood every nation of man to dwell upon the whole face of the earth, having determined ordained times and the boundaries of their dwelling, that they may seek God, if indeed they might feel after Him and find Him, although He is not far from them, from each one of us.
他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。God
created man out of one blood.
神从一本造出了万族。And
then He scattered man over the whole earth.
他使人分散住在全地。
He determined their days and He determined their reigns.
他预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
So you find that God is behind the back of human history.
所以我们看见神在人, 他是在人历史的背后。
History is not determined by man.
历史不是人所定的。
History is determined by God.
人的历史乃是神所决定的。
He will raise up one and He will put down another.
他兴起一个人, 叫另外一个人被除去。
He will arrange the whole world according to His plan.
他照着他的计划来安排。
So it is really not wrong to say history is His story.
所以我们说历史就是他的故事。
It is very, very true.
这是非常真实的。
Now if you are really watchful,
若是我们留意的话,
why one nation rises up and another nation goes down?
为何一个国家兴起, 另外一个国家衰微呢?
Why is it that certain nations occupy certain areas?
为什么? 这些国家他们有这样的疆界呢?
Who is the one that arranged the whole things behind?
谁在这一切事物之后来安排这些事情呢?
It is none but our God.
不是别人, 乃是我们的神。
So you remember, during the first great empire, Babylonian Empire.
所以我们记得是, 历史上第一个大帝国就是巴比伦帝国的时期。
God showed Nebuchadnezzar,
神指示 尼布甲尼撒王。
He thought that he was the one who created Great Babylon.
他认为他是那位缔造巴比伦帝国的那一位。
But God reminded him.
但是神提醒他。
That it is God.
乃是神自己。
The heavens rule over the earth.
乃是天在地上掌权。
Until Nebuchadnezzar was humbled.
直到尼布甲尼撒王降卑下来。
And recognized that God is above all.
他承认神在一切之上。
So history will really reveal the greatness of God.
所以我们看见历史才能真是真正的启示神的伟大。
And not only in history, God tries to reveal himself.
不仅在历史中神启示他自己。
We find in the Bible that God appeared himself to our forefathers.
在圣经中我们也看见神向着我们的始祖显现。
You'll find how he appeared to Adam when Adam was in the Garden of Eden.
我们看见亚当在伊甸园里的时候，神如何向他显现。
And how God talked to our forefathers.
神如何向我们的始祖说话。
And how God, the God of glory, appeared to Abraham in Ur of Chaldea.
我们也看见荣耀的神在加勒底的乌尔怎样向亚伯拉罕显现。
Now, again in the Old Testament, you find God appeared sometimes in the form of an angel or sometimes in the form of man.
我们在旧约中一再的看见神有的时候 像天使一样，有的时候像人的形象向人显现。
Now, why did God do these things?
为什么神这样做事呢？
Because he tried to make man know him.
因为他要人能够认识他。
So that is also another way when people can really know the invisible God.
所以这我们看见人的另一个可以认识不可见之神的方式。
And as you go on, you find that God gave the law to the children of Israel.
我们再往前去就看见神将律法赐给以色列人。
Now, it is a great revelation of God himself.
这乃是神他自己一个极大的启示。
Because when you read the Ten Commandments,
因为我们当读十诫的时候，
you find the Ten Commandments is can be broken into 4 and 6.
我们看见了十诫可以把它分成四组或者六组。
The first tablet, we can call that, it is to reveal the holiness of God.
第一个石板我们可以讲它启示神的圣洁。
Now what is holy?
什么是圣洁？
Holy means that he is separated, he is alone, he is altogether different.
圣洁乃是他是分别，他是独一，他是完全不同的。
So in the first 4 commandments, you find that God revealed himself as holy.
所以在头四个诫命中，我们看见神启示他自己是圣洁的。
Beside him, there should be no other God.
除了耶和华之外，不可有别的神。
Because he is altogether alone.
因为他是独一的。
That's holy.
那是圣洁。
So in the first 4 commandments, God showed forth something of his nature.
所以在前面的四个诫命里面，神显出他性情中的一些事情。
And when you come to the last 6 commandments.
然后我们来看后面的四个诫命。
Even though it seems like to regulate our relationship man with man.
好像是在那里讲到人与人之间关系的一些规条。
But actually, it reveals the righteousness of God.
但是实际上乃是启示出神的公义。
That God is righteous.
神是公义的神。
He is right in all relationships.
他在一切的关系上面他是义。
And because he's holy, we must be holy.
因着他是圣洁的，我们也必须要圣洁。
And because he's righteous, therefore we must be righteous.
因着他是公义的，所以我们需要是公义的。
So by the law, you find God tries to reveal something of himself to man.
所以借着律法，我们看见神要将他自己的一些性情启示给人。
And as you go on in the word of God,
当我们在神的话语中再往前去，
you find that God raised up prophets.
我们看见神兴起先知们。
You find in Hebrews chapter 1:1, it says that in former days God spoke to men through the prophets.
我们在希伯来书第一章第一节里面看见神借着众先知向人说话。
In many ways and in many parts.
在用各样的方式，也用各样的在不同的时刻。
They are all different kinds of prophets.
有各式各样的先知们。
And each prophet seems to reveal something of God's thought.
每一个先知他们都将神他意念中的一部分启示出来。
I think if you read the book of Isaiah,
那是我们读以赛亚书。
You begin to see how God revealed his thought about the Redeemer.
我们看见神怎样启示他对于救赎主的那个意念。
About redemption.
我们的救赎。
About our being the redeemed.
关于我们被救赎的人。
Or if you look into Jeremiah.
若是我们读耶利米书。
God began to reveal to us his new covenant.
我们看见神将他的新约向我们启示出来。
And if you read Ezekiel.
若是我们读以西结。
And you'll find God revealed to us about inheritance.
我们看见神启示关于产业。
And if you read Daniel, you'll find God reveals to us his kingdom.
在但以理书我们看见神启示出他的国度。
So through the prophets, you'll find God began to reveal something more of himself.
所以借着先知我们看见神将他更多的意念向我们启示出来。
But apart from these revelations.
但是从这些启示之外，
You'll find that sometimes God used some other ways.
我们也看见有些时候神用其他的方式。
He used types, he used symbols to reveal his mind.
他用预表和象征来启示，表征来启示他的意念。
Because all these figures are the figures of the real.
因为这些乃是那个真实事物的特性。
For instance, we read about the tabernacle.
举一个例子来说，就是约柜的会幕。
And when you read the tabernacle,
当我们读关于会幕的事，
I cannot forget.
我不会忘记。
When I before I was saved,
在我得救之前，
I was seeking to be saved.
我在寻求能够得救。
I attended a conference like this.
我参加像这样的特会。
And I went there with the purpose of getting saved.
我到那里有一个目的，就是盼望能得救。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的。
In that conference,
在那个特会里，
there was a speaker who came from North China.
有一位讲员是从中国北方来。
And I couldn't understand his dialect.
我听不懂他的话，他的方言。
And furthermore, she was talking about the tabernacle.
并且呢，他那一次是讲会幕。
So I just couldn't figure out anything.
所以我一点都听不懂。
But thank God I was saved during that conference.
但是感谢神，我就在那个聚会里得救了。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
as days went by,
当年日过来，
more and more I was attracted to the tabernacle.
我更多的被会幕所吸引。
Because I find in the tabernacle such a full representation of the real.
因为在会幕里面我看见了是他将那个真实事物代表出来。
God revealed his whole plan, as it were, through the tabernacle.
神把他自己整个的计划借着会幕向我们说明出来。
How it is in the innermost of his heart to dwell among men.
在他心中的深处，他何等盼望能够住在人的中间。
And the only way he could dwell with man is in Christ Jesus.
唯一他能够住在人中间的 方式就是在基督里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The tabernacle is something that we should meditate upon.
会幕乃是我们都应该要默想的事物。
Because it is such a picture of the real, of the true.
因为它乃是那个真实事物的一个图画。
And then you find further than that.
我们更多看见比这个更多的。
Even better than that.
甚至比这个更好的。
You find God try to have some representation and manifestation in the holy man of God in the past.
我们看见神在过去历史中借着那些圣洁的人做代表和发表。
He not only tried to reveal his mind,
他不仅要启示他的意念,
but he tried to show us some of his characters through these holy men of God.
并且他要借着这些属神圣洁的人来表达他的性情。
He will work in the lives of these men.
他要在这些人的生命中做工。
And these men respond to him.
这些人向着他有回应。
So somehow you find his inner character is being built in them.
所以我们看见神里面的那个特性就在他们里面被建造起来。
And when you see this man, it is as if you see God.
当你看见这些人的时候，你就仿佛是看见了神一样。
You know, Abraham was a sojourner, a stranger in the land of Canaan.
我们知道亚伯拉罕在迦南地乃是一个客旅，是一个寄居的人。
And yet, during his sojourn there,
但是就在他那里寄居的年日中
，God has worked so much in his life.
神在他的生命里面做了如此多的工。
So when Sarah died,
所以当撒拉死的时候
，and he tried to get a piece of land for the burial.
他想要买一块地来埋葬撒拉。
The sons of Ham.
我们看见赫人的儿子。
They said to Abraham.
他们向亚伯拉罕说。
You are like a prince of God among us.
你在我们中间仿佛神的王子一样。
So whatever you want, we are willing to give.
所以你要什么我们都愿意给你。
In other words, you find there is such a representation and manifestation there.
换句话说，在那里我们看见有如此的代表和发表。
And Moses is another one.
摩西是另一个人。
You find that how he responded to God.
我们看见他怎样向神回应。
And he became a friend of God.
他成为神的朋友。
When the children of Israel look at him,
当以色列人注视他的时候，
It seems as if they have seen God.
对他们而言，仿佛呢，他们看见了神。
In other words,
换一句话说，
you find Moses became a representation of God.
我们看见摩西呢，做了神的代表。
In the eyes of the children of Israel.
在以色列人的眼中。
Now this is a most glorious thing.
这是一个最荣耀的事。
And yet this is also a high responsibility.
而且这也是一个极重的责任。
You know why Moses could not enter into the promised land?
我们知道为什么摩西不能进应许之地呢？
For one reason.
为着一个原因。
Because when the children of Israel cried for water,
因为当以色列人争吵要水喝的时候，
and God told Moses,
神向摩西说，
to take that rod from the tabernacle.
你从会幕中取杖来，
that is Aaron's rod,
就是亚伦的杖，
the rod that buds,
那个开发芽开花结果的杖。
You go to that rock,
你到那块磐石前，
and speak to that rock,
向磐吩咐磐石，
and water will flow,
水就必然流出来。
But Moses was so agitated,
但是那一天摩西受了极大的刺激。
He was so stirred up by the children of Israel.
他被以色列百姓激怒。
We would say it is not his fault.
我们会说这不是摩西的错。
That's the fault of the children of Israel.
这是以色列人的错。
But here you find he lost his temper.
但是我们在那里看见,
he struck the rock twice with that rod.
他用那个杖击打磐石两次,
and probably the bud will be broken up.
很可能的,
and because of this, he could not enter into Canaan.
因此之故, 他就不能进应许地,
because he sinned against the representation of God.
因为他在代表神的这件事情上面犯了罪。
It is very, very serious.
这是非常严重的。
But on the other hand, we have to recognize
但是另外一面, 我们必须承认,
that Moses was so close to God
摩西是如此的亲近神,
that he could even represent God in the eyes of his people.
甚至在他的百姓面前,
so dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you find these are the many different ways.
在这些我们看见不同的方式中,
may we say that in the past, God has tried and tried in many different ways.
容许我们说, 在过去的历史中, 神用多次多方不同的方式,
because he knew our limitations.
因着你我的限制,
and he couldn't reveal himself fully all at once.
他不能一次的把他丰满的启示出来。
And yet you find through the time he tried one way after another.
但是我们看见在时间中, 他用了一个方式, 然后用另一个方式,
to make himself known to man.
他好使他自己让人能够认识。
It is because God is love.
因为神是爱。
And yet, brothers and sisters,
然而弟兄姊妹们,
we have to recognize
我们必须要承认,
that even with all the ways that God tried to make himself known,
即便神用的各种方式使人能够认识他,
that the invisible God may be known,
好使这一个看不见的神人能够认识,
and yet we know there is no full representation and full manifestation.
但是我们可以说呢, 没有一个丰满的代表和丰满的发表,
not until
直到
his beloved son came into this world.
他的爱子来到地上。
So in John chapter 1 verse 18 it says,
所以在约翰福音第一章18节中说,
no one has ever seen God.
从来没有人看见过神。
But the one who is in the bosom of the Father,
唯有父怀中的独生子,
he has declared him.
将神表明出来。
So when our Lord Jesus came on this earth,
所以当我们主耶稣基督来到地上的时候,
then you find the invisible God has his exact image upon this earth.
我们看见这位人看不见的神, 他在地上就有一个真实形象的发表。
And this, God willing, we will leave to the next chapter.
这个我想, 若是主许可, 我们要第二堂来交通。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee that Thou hast not only created us, but Thou want to make known to us.
亲爱的主, 我们要感谢你, 因为你不仅创造了我们, 并且你还要让我们能认识你。
We do thank Thee for Thy love.
我们为着你的爱, 我们感谢你。
We thank Thee for Thy long patience.
我们为着你长久的忍耐, 感谢你。
We thank Thee for trying all different ways to try to make us known.
我们感谢你用各种不同的方式 来让我们认识你。
And yet, Lord, Thou knowest our foolishness.
然而主啊, 你知道我们的愚昧。
We thank and praise Thee that Thou dost send Thy only beloved Son.
我们感谢赞美你, 你打发你的爱子。
That through Thy Son, Thou art fully declared.
借着你的爱子, 就将你自己完全地表明出来。
And we see in Thy Son,
我们在你的爱子里,
we see,
我们看见了,
and we worship,
我们要敬拜你。
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。